I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. We're continuing our look at today's big story, the killing of al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden by U.S. forces in Pakistan. Let's bring in the BBC's Shoaib Hassan now. He's in Islamabad. Shoaib, how is this resonating in Pakistan?
There are violent protests taking place right now across the country, especially in Karachi, which is the port city, which is Pakistan's business capital right in the south. You've just heard that dozens of vehicles have been set on fire. Several people have been injured. Some reports are saying that a few people have also died. There have also been protests in Quetta, that's close to the border with Afghanistan. That's in the Balochistan province, where a lot of Taliban fighters are said to be based. And there have also been some protests in Peshawar in the northwest Pakistan, close to Abbottabad, where the attack took place.
Yeah. Well, and what about the Pakistan government involvement? The president, President Obama, went out of his way to say that Pakistani forces were involved, but the Pakistan government has not said that. What do we know is true?
The Pakistan government has released a statement now. The Foreign Office has repeated what President Obama said. They said that basically the operation was carried out according to the bilateral agreement between Pakistan and the United States, which stipulated that if Osama bin Laden was found in Pakistani territory, U.S. forces would respond and try to kill and capture him. And that's what happened. And Pakistanis have cooperated on that account. That's all they have had to say so far.
So they haven't said whether their forces actually participated or that, in fact, they may not have known that this was going to take place.
They haven't said anything to show how much or how little they had to do with this operation. But I would just like to add that the place where it took place, it is nearly impossible for the Pakistan Army not to have known that Osama was living there.
Well, that's the other question. Known that he was living there and going to be targeted by the U.S., or known he was living there and keeping it from the U.S.?
I think it would have been impossible for this kind of an operation to have taken place without the support and the permission of Pakistani authorities, especially given the circumstances in which relations have been strained recently. We all know about Mr. Raymond Davis and drone attacks.
Mr. Raymond Davis being the contractor who was accused of
accused of killing two Pakistani civilians who are also said to be intelligence agents.
Yeah. Well, so what are the people in the streets of Pakistan protesting? Are they protesting the U.S. or their own government?
Their anger is still mainly focused on the United States. There are also calls now from across Pakistan's political spectrum, especially from right-wing political parties. They're planning to hold a series of massive protests tomorrow against what they're saying is the martyrdom of Osama bin Laden. But they're also saying that now that Osama bin Laden is dead, and this is something that not just the right-wing political parties, but other mainstream political leaders are saying, that now that Osama bin Laden is dead, the United States it needs to reevaluate and get out of this region because it's causing trouble by its presence in here in Afghanistan and Pakistan, yeah. According to these people.
Shoaib Hassan, you're talking to us about protests across Pakistan because of the killing of Osama bin Laden. We're also hearing people say that in parts of the region there's some relief. Osama bin Laden also killed or was behind the killing of many Muslims.
Well, definitely. I mean, al-Qaeda and al-Qaeda-related groups killed more people than all the drone strikes that the United States has carried out in Pakistan. But that's public sentiment for you. I mean, Osama is seen as a hero over here. There are big conspiracy theories that, in fact, most of the attacks carried out by al-Qaeda and its affiliate groups were carried out by the proxies that had been hired by the United States. It's a crazy world, and at the moment, I think most people believe still believe that Osama bin Laden is an Islamic hero and his killing needs to be avenged.
The BBC's Shoaib Hassan in Islamabad. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, as you mentioned earlier, President Obama said Osama bin Laden's remains were buried at sea in accordance with Islamic custom, which requires burial within 24 hours. But Muslim clerics are now saying it showed disregard for the Muslim practice of placing the body in a grave with the head pointed toward Mecca. We'll have more on The View from Pakistan from one of the country's leading news anchors. That's later in the program. But what's been the chatter on jihadist websites? Well, muted for now. That's in 30 seconds, here and now.